cryptocurrency exchanges, the gateway into the world of crypto and altcoins, and the hub for their exchange. I'm sure most of you on the other side of the screen have some experience with a crypto exchange. Bitrex, Coinbase Pro, Poloniex, Bitstamp, and I'm sure a majority of you are using Binance. While each of those exchanges do provide some level of service, many are lacking the full suite of features. A good exchange needs to be safe, it needs to be transparent, it needs liquidity for its trading pairs. A great exchange excels at all of those things, plus it adds bonus features like margin trading, lending options, technical analysis tools, and it has a clear roadmap to be successful in the future of decentralized exchanges. One exchange that checks all of those boxes and has turned itself from a good crypto exchange to a great crypto exchange is Gate.io. Gate.io has been kind enough to support the Chico Crypto channel and sponsor this video. And like always, the details of our agreement can be found in the description of this video. Gate.io has been in operation since 2013 and is a subsidiary of Gate Technology Incorporated. The exchange can be used in a web version found at gate.io or a mobile version which can be downloaded for both Android and iOS. Currently, the exchange ranks number 53 on CoinMarketCap for volume, with just over $100 million over 24 hours. Although, as we know, many exchanges are faking their volumes, and CoinMarketCap still lists them. If we head on over to the Blockchain Transparency Institute, Gate.io ranks number 8 by real volume, and they are currently BTI verified, meaning they are utilizing BTI algorithms to identify and squash out wash trading on their platform. Gate.io trading is available in most countries across the globe, and they recently got back support for citizens of the USA, Japan, and Canada. Although users from these countries are limited to trading of mainnet cryptocurrencies, not tokens, and they cannot use the margin trading or lending features. Let's now dig into the guts of the exchange and check out some of the features we find pretty cool. Once signed up and KYC documents are submitted and approved by the exchange, you are ready to start trading. On the homepage, you have a list of the different trading pairs in each of the different markets. Gate supports a total of 176 different coins and 388 different trading pairs. Since I'm a US resident, I am limited to trading mainnet cryptocurrency and not tokens like ERC20 on Ethereum. Users outside of the US will have access to many more different coins and those trading pairs. So there is a USDT market with top coins like Bitcoin, Ethereum, Bitcoin Cash, EOS, and Litecoin. Gate also supports a Bitcoin market, an Ethereum market, and a CNYX market. You may be asking yourself, what is CNYX? This is a stablecoin conversion symbol where various US dollar stablecoins like USDC, TrueUSD, and more are converted to the fiat currency of a certain country for their users. CNYX is basically a stablecoin for the Chinese yuan. Now, let's trade some coins on the platform, but first we need to deposit some coins in our wallet. Click Wallets on the top menu, and you're taken to the wallet page. To deposit, find the asset you would like to deposit. In our case, we will be using Ethereum. Click the red deposit button in the row of your chosen asset. You are then taken to the deposit page. Copy the address in the gray box. Paste it into the wallet you are sending from. Send from that wallet and wait for it to be deposited. Boom, it is deposited. Now we are ready to start trading. A nice little feature is if you scroll down from the deposits page, you have the Ethereum Trade Center where you can quickly jump to the trading pair market of your choice with just one click. We will jump to the Ethereum and Bitcoin market. The trading interface is very intuitive. On the left-hand side, you have the different markets as well as the trading pairs for those markets. To the right of the markets is the price graph, which you can change to your liking, like changing the trading timeframes, or changing it from a candlestick chart to a line or even a depth chart. By default, the chart is set to simple mode, but you have the option to change it to professional mode. With pro mode, you have the option to use the technical analysis tools, like trend lines, triangles, Fibonacci retracements, and so much more. Below the chart is where you can place your order. You can place a basic limit order, price condition order, or a time condition order. To the right is the order book and the trade history for this trading pair. In the order book, you also have the option to change to the global markets, which shows you trading information from exchanges across the globe for your selected asset. In our case, it's Ethereum. If we scroll to the bottom of the page, they have a nice feature other exchanges don't have, the option to see your asset balances from within the trading interface, as well as the option to deposit and withdraw those assets. Let's now place an order. We are going to sell our Ethereum for Bitcoin with a basic limit order. Over in the order book, click the topmost buy order, which are the ones in the green. This will automatically fill in the details in the sell Ethereum box. As we can see, the price fills in, our amount is filled in, but you can edit that manually or click a percentage of the total. We are going to sell 100% of our balance. As you can see, the total BTC we will be receiving is filled in. Below the total is the IOC slider. This stands for immediate or cancel. You can slide this over if you want your order to be filled immediately, and if it isn't, then it cancels. Or if partial is filled and the other part isn't, it will cancel the partial that was not filled. Once everything is filled up to your liking, click the red sell button. Then click the green confirm button. Finally, you enter your spending password and click submit. If the order is filled, a green confirmation box will pop up in the bottom left-hand corner. You can also scroll down to my orders to see if it's still open, or switch to my trades to see the ones that were filled. As we can see, our trade was a success. The last piece I would like to show you is withdrawing from the exchange. Click on wallets, then go to the asset you would like to take out from the exchange. In our case, Ethereum. Click on the green withdraw button. Enter the address you would like to withdraw to. You can add a description to the address for a reminder of what the address is. Enter the amount you want to withdraw, then enter your fund password. TOTP is the two-factor authentication code from services like Google Authenticator. To withdraw, you need to have your account set up with this. Once this is all entered, click Submit Request and the withdrawal will be processing. This was just a walkthrough of the basics of the exchange, and the exchange has many, many more features and services. If you would like to start playing around and learning the exchange, here is my referral link, which is also in the description of this video. What other services does Gate provide, you ask? Gate offers futures contracts with three different markets, BTC USD, ETH USD, and EOS USD. They offer from 1x all the way up to 100x leverage. But this margin trading is for countries where this is allowed. No support for the US, Canada, and Japan. Another interesting service is Gate.io Margin Lending. You can offer a loan to margin traders and earn a healthy interest of sometimes up to 72% per year. Here you can lend Tether, Bitcoin, Ethereum, EOS, Ripple, Dogecoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum Classic. Again, this is not allowed in the countries of the US, Canada, and Japan, but in the future, margin trading and lending may be possible for these countries. So I have been the one talking about Gate.io and all its features, but I recently interviewed Marie Tatibouet, CMO for Gate.io. Let's hear what she has to say about the platform and its future.
So Gate.io is one of the companies from Gate Technology. Gate Technology, we have Gate.io, which is a cryptocurrency exchange. We have Wallet.io, which is a crypto wallet. And then later this year, we're also going to have a decentralized exchange. And, you know, we're going to be launching our public blockchain, Gate Chain. And so, we also do like ASIC chip design mining equipment and stuff like that. We do a lot of different things. But definitely like the core of our business is Gate.io. And we're always really focused on transparency and integrity and bringing users a fast user experience, very high quality user experience. We're always really focused on that rather than maybe, you know, like listing as many projects as possible, stuff like that.
Yep. So Gate.io has actually been around for a while, correct?
That's correct. We've been around since 2013.
Wow.
So we're one of the oldest crypto exchanges in the industry. And, you know, we've been through a lot of trial and error. And I think that's why we're so committed to security, especially, and to integrity and all that, because we've seen a lot of different crypto exchanges crash and burn for both of these reasons. And we're always really focused on pushing on those two accounts.
Awesome. Awesome. So what is your personal feature of the Gate.io exchange? I know there's different features. There's margin trading, lending. There's technical analysis tools. What is your personal favorite feature?
Oh, that's such a great question. So 6 months ago, we launched a whole bunch of financial tools like margin trading and perpetual contracts. And margin lending is my personal favorite because I'm a little less on the risky side when it comes to investing. So like margin lending is always really great. If you lend out a USDT on the platform, you can actually make up to 72% annual returns. So it's really incredible. People will borrow USDT usually to invest in BTC when they think it's going to go up. And so you can lend it out and take very little risk and make up to 0.1% per day. So it's pretty incredible. That's definitely like what I use the most.
So margin lending, are you lending it for margin traders to trade? Is that why they call it that?
That's correct.
So, okay.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And it's all peer-to-peer. So Gate is not involved except in the exchange, just like we do C2C for some markets. We're not involved. We're not taking a fee in the C2C in margin lending and borrowing. We're just bringing the two users together and we're borrowing from each other.
One thing I'd like you to clarify about margin lending, margin trading, is who is that allowed for? Which countries are excluded or included?
Oh, all of those financial features, it's true, are not allowed for certain countries like the US and Canada and Japan. That might change in the future. Right now, we only relaunched these countries recently because there have been, a lot of regulation around there. But, the SEC is supposed to, make their decision towards the end of this year. And I'm expecting that we'll be able to open up some of these financial tools in the future to U.S., Canadian, and Japanese users.
Well, only about 30% of my viewers are U.S., actually. 70% of my viewership is, from other countries. So I'm sure a lot of people at home are like, yes. All right. So my next question is, what sets Gate.io apart from other exchanges out there? What is like your guys' competitive advantage? You know, if anyone at home right now is trading on Binance, why should they leave Binance and come over to Gate.io?
So I think like one of the big things is, we have quite low fees. Binance also has quite low fees and other platforms have very low fees as well. But, it's never the same low fees exactly because the fee, depends on whether you're withdrawing, depositing, or trading. Depends on what cryptocurrency. This is the case for most of these crypto to crypto exchanges. Mm-hmm. So you can compare and contrast. But I think like what sets us apart is like how committed we are to integrity and transparency. We don't charge a listing fee so that we're able to stay completely objective when it comes to evaluating projects. And so we can evaluate projects in the sense that like what's going to be the best for the user, not what's going to be the best for us.
Yeah, what's going to make us the most money.
Yeah, exactly. So we also recently started distributing GT, Gatechain token, which is going to be the coin that's going to fuel our blockchain and our decentralized exchange. Mm-hmm. But the way that we raised the funds wasn't in a typical way. You had to purchase gate points, which are prepaid trading fees. And I mean, you'll be able to continue buying them this week and then throughout the rest of the year. But yeah, you have to buy the prepaid trading fees, and you get gate chain tokens distributed following that. So it's not like it's completely coordinated in that sense. Mm-hmm. And in the future, there will be, you know, on the decentralized exchange, there might be a listing fee. But we're not going to be requiring people to hold or lock in GT necessarily, mm-hmm. and definitely not on the gate.io platform. So we'll be launching our IEO platform tomorrow. And on Wednesday, should I say, Wednesday the 17th. And yeah, basically, we're not going to be requiring projects to raise them in GT or, you know, hold GT or all that kind of stuff like other platforms do. Because, again, like, we're committed to transparency and integrity.
Awesome. Well, so could you let us in on anything about the DEX, gate chain or the gate token? You know, what are some of the features that are going to come out that sets you apart from other DEXs?
So, you know, the DEX is going to be coming out at the end of the year. So there's not really that much information available yet. And a lot of it is confidential. What I can say about the coin is that it's a POS, and holding it will earn you 2.5 to 5% per year.
Nice.
And the token will be used, like I said, as gas for the blockchain, and gas for the DEX. And we will also be purchasing back 50 million GT, and we'll be holding them for the GT Safety and Law Foundation. What this is it's a way, you know, when there are issues on the platform, on the DEX platform, we'll be able to use these allocated funds to repay users, because obviously transactions will be irreversible. Oh, wow. Another thing I can tell you, our research team has been really focused on innovation when it comes to our like DEX, and there are two new features that are coming out in the industry. One of them is the on-chain safety account. So basically, you're going to be able, even if you're hacked and the thief takes your funds, you're going to be able to retrieve them in, you know, a certain amount of time, because the transaction will have been made off chain. You're going to be able to retrieve it. So so basically that's going to be a really big feature. And then another feature that we've created was the time delay account feature. So basically, when you set up your account, you're going to be able to say, if after X amount of time I haven't returned to the platform, please transfer the funds to this account. So I think like this is really good, because we're covering theft, and then we're also covering like user error, which is, you know, like I don't know how many bitcoins have been lost because people like forget their passwords and stuff like that. So we're trying to resolve like those issues, and I think like the team of 100 researchers that's been working for 2 years on the DEX and on the public blockchain have done a really great job.
Awesome. Awesome to hear. So my final question is, could you tell me how it's going with the funds distribution for the gate token?
The fund distribution has been an incredible success. It's been really, really nuts. So for the first week, we launched last Monday. For the first week, we were going to distribute, we had a set amount of funds that we were going to distribute. We're going to distribute 150 million GT. Mm-hmm. And we are able to raise a total of $3 billion U.S. dollars. So $3 billion U.S. dollars worth of funds were applied to be able to purchase the 150 million GT on our platform through the purchase of gate points. However, we didn't take all of those funds. We returned a lot of them because, like I said, we had a limited amount of GT we were going to distribute. Mm-hmm. But the demand has been incredible. We were going to be distributing 300 million GT over the next year, but I wouldn't be surprised that by the time GT starts trading at the end of this month, that they're already all distributed.
Really? Really? Well, that means people at home, get ready. Correct?
Exactly. So this week, we're still distributing at a very interesting rate. So in the first few days, we're going to be distributing to loyal users, so people who join the platform early on. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end of the week, we're going to be distributing first to high-tier VIP users and then lower-tier VIP users. So if you're a user of the platform for a long time or you have a high VIP status, like, definitely check it out. There will be the opportunity also, if you join the platform more recently, if you're a lower tier, also to purchase. But this week is the week, because after that, the ratio that you're going to be getting for purchasing the prepaid trading fees, which are the points, the gate points, compared to the distribution of GT, is going to be less favorable.
Okay. Okay, well, it sounds like something that I wish I would have signed up for a long time ago. I want to be higher tier, but unfortunately I didn't, so I'll be the lower tier. But I'm sure a lot of people at home and on my channel, I actually talked to a few. They were like, yeah, I've been signed up for Gate for a while now. So they're going to be excited to hear these things.
Yes, if you heard Marie during the interview, Gate will be releasing their own decentralized exchange, which will run off of their own blockchain called GateChain. The blockchain is powered by their native token, Gate Token, and it has many unique features that other DEXs cannot provide. This includes an on-chain safety account, which protects on-chain assets from thieves, a customizable time delay recovery, which will allow users to recover their assets in case they lose a password or their private key. The blockchain is proof of stake and is high speed, with 1 second block times and instant finality. This lets the DEX have real-time order placing and matching. And finally, the chain is cross-chain for easy blockchain token issuing and cross-chain transfers. Now, Gate Token distribution has started, and the only way to get Gate Token is via Gate.io. They are distributing 300 million tokens to users in the initial launch through a point sale. By purchasing Gate Points, you are rewarded with Gate Tokens. These points aren't only for getting Gate Tokens, but they are a new system that can be used to deduct trading fees on the platform. 1 point equals one USDT fee. Currently, you can use the point to deduct fees in the regular markets and in margin trading. In the future, you will be able to deduct from markets like fiat trading, fiat lending, and borrowing and contract trading. The first phase of the point sale and Gate Token reward distribution has been completed, and there was outrageous demand. Over $2.9 billion in orders were placed. But of course, all of this could not be filled. 150 million were distributed in phase one. In phase two, which is going on now, 50 million Gate tokens will be given away when Gate.io old users and VIP users purchase points. Here is a breakdown of the distribution for old users, which began yesterday. And here is a breakdown of distribution for VIP users, which will start on April 18th. The final phase begins on April 22nd, and if there are any remaining tokens, they will be rewarded to users by purchasing points within the first year. Any tokens not rewarded will be destroyed. This is open for anybody to purchase, and the initial ratio will be 1 point purchased equals 0.5 of a Gate token, and the reward amount will slowly decline as time goes on. After the second phase distribution is completed, Gate token will be listed for trading. although deposits and withdrawals will be enabled after the GateChain mainnet launches, which is set for quarter four of this year, according to their roadmap. Now, a big announcement from Gate.io dropped today, and they will be releasing their own initial exchange offering, or IEO, platform. I shot this video yesterday, so the details have not been released, but I'm very confident it will be much better than others, like Binance Launchpad. Gate.io focuses on transparency, security, and is dedicated to providing a platform users can get accustomed to and feel safe when using it. They are a real exchange with real volume. They don't charge listing fees. They don't extort projects and are evolving with the changing landscape. The future is bright with Gate.io, and if I were you, I would sign up for the exchange and try to get your hands on some of those Gate tokens by purchasing some of those points. Cheers, viewers. I'll see you next time.